Barton Simmons joins us via the telephone. He's in the game on 99.1 WDGM. Barton, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're 5 days away from allowing you to go on vacation, at least for 24 hours.
I don't know about that. That's the crazy thing about recruiting is as soon as National Signing Day is over for 2013, we got to get rolling on 2014 and beyond. So it's definitely going to be a wild few days, though, leading up to next Wednesday. And definitely will slow down a little bit after that hurricane.
Barton, we want to talk about what's happening in Tuscaloosa because we're 5 days away, but I think the big story in national college football, on the national level of college football is how has Hugh Freeze in Oxford, Mississippi, been able to pull off this miracle in recruiting? Can you help us understand that?
Well, you're absolutely right. That is the story. I mean, it's hard to really have any conversation about National Signing Day and not mention what Ole Miss is doing and what Hugh Freeze has been able to accomplish so far and what they might still accomplish yet. I don't know what the simple explanation is other than, Hugh Freeze is a really good recruiter, clearly. I mean, he is a guy that does really well in living rooms. If you've ever seen him talk, if you've ever, spent any time with him, it's clear that he's a guy that's engaging and that is I think makes people comfortable, particularly mamas in living rooms, and they've got a great recruiting staff around him. And I think the most important thing to look at is it's really similar to you look at the way Vanderbilt has found some success. You look at the way Stanford found some success. I think Ole Miss stopped settling for going for the scraps. I think they started really going for the best players in the nation and getting them on campus and realizing, look, we have something to sell. We've got a great campus. We've got good-looking girls. We've got a rabid fan base. And it also didn't hurt that they had the number one player in the country likely headed to Oxford. And I think that really gave them a springboard as well to build off of. But in this day and age of the Internet and Twitter and social media, really – elite recruiting classes can kind of recruit themselves as the momentum gets going. So that certainly helped as well. But it's been just sort of a perfect storm for them down there, and they are absolutely the story for 2013 up to now.
Earlier today, they were able to pick up a big commitment, and this guy was battling between Ole Miss and Alabama and I think a couple of other schools. Talk about him and making that decision.
Well, Ole Miss, now they picked up
Tunsil, right?
Right. Well, that wasn't a commitment. Now everyone is now sort of assuming that he's going to end up now in Oxford. And it was a Georgia Alabama battle assumed for a long time. He's been a kid that Florida was trying to sneak in there with for a long time as well. But everyone assumed it was going to come down to National Signing Day and be an Alabama and Georgia battle. He decided he was going to take an official visit to Ole Miss. No one really thought twice about it. Okay, he's going to go down there and have some fun. Well, he emerged from that official visit last weekend, and he hasn't said anything, but sources around both Georgia and Alabama now are moving on and seem to think that this is a done deal and he's heading to Oxford. So again, he hasn't announced anything. Nothing is official, but all signs are pointing towards Laramie Tunsil, the number one offensive tackle in the country, heading to Ole Miss. And he is on 24/7 Sports, the number three rated player in America. They are more than likely going to get the number one rated player in America, and they've got a very real shot at landing the number two player in America in Chris Jones, who's currently committed to Mississippi State. So, again, it's pretty unheard of the way Ole Miss is closing.
Well, we're in Tuscaloosa, and we want to talk about the University of Alabama. How will they close in the next 5 days as we approach National Signing Day next Wednesday?
Well, it stings a little bit that the Laramie Tunsil news. That's a kid that they certainly wanted to close with, but I still think that they are in a very good position to close strong. I mean, they're sitting at the number one class in the country. I think they finished as the number one class in the country. But there's a couple guys that they probably need to get in order to just secure that spot. D-Liner is a guy that they felt like they had really in the books ever since he's been committed to Auburn. I mean, that was sort of a very flimsy commitment at best. And since he's decommitted, I think most people assume he ends up in Tuscaloosa. Alvin Kamara, another kid that they feel like they've got a great shot at, a running back out of the state of Georgia, who I'm a huge fan of. I think he's going to be a superstar wherever he ends up. Jerron Reed, a kid that's committed to Ole Miss. In fact, I think they've got a shot at closing on him. And then there's a couple other guys that they're in there with, maybe not the favorite to land, but you don't count out Alabama. Montrevious Adams, 5-star defensive tackle. Tony Connor, a 5-star safety. So, you know, there's still some work that they can get done before National Signing Day in what's already, again, the number one class in the country. It's sort of funny that in Tuscaloosa nowadays, that's just another day at the office. No one really blinks at that. But, you know, this is an outstanding class and a pretty phenomenal effort, once again, by Nick Saban and his group of coaches.
And you think about the expectations in Tuscaloosa. Right now, you've got Alabama fans that are completely sort of just having irrational comments because Tunsil has been sort of announced as a heavy lean to Ole Miss, which, as you mentioned, the offensive tackle, the number one guy in the country at 6'6", 295 pounds. Eddie Vanderdoes, a guy that is visiting Tuscaloosa this weekend, according to reports out there, BamaOnline.com. Can we talk more about him and what he means to this class if Alabama is able to land this talented defensive tackle?
Yeah, that's another guy to absolutely keep your eye on. Was previously committed to USC. The number one defensive tackle in the country, really an instant impact kind of guy, really explosive, powerful, and athletic kid that bats 400 in baseball, too. I mean, he's got that kind of versatile athleticism, and he's a defensive tackle. But he's coming to Alabama this weekend, maybe already on campus at this point, and that's a big visit. I think Alabama has got a very real shot at that. It looks like Notre Dame and USC are kind of the two leaders for his services right now, but everyone's just kind of waiting on this Alabama visit because I don't think there's any question this isn't just a visit for him to take and have some fun. I think he's seriously interested in Alabama. I think they've got a real shot to swing him, but it's all gonna weigh on how this visit goes. So definitely keep your eye on that kid. He's going to have an announcement on National Signing Day in the evening on Wednesday, and I think up to now it's looked like a Notre Dame and USC fight, but we'll see what happens this weekend. Alabama's got the final shot at them, and that's always absolutely the most important impression.
Seems like Eddie Jackson, the attention that he's been receiving lately, making that verbal commitment earlier this week at a Boyd Anderson High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. What do we know about Eddie Jackson? What type of player is this young man, and can he come in next year and help that secondary out for Nick Saban?
Yeah, I think he can. And it's because he's a big physical kid that's just got really unique athleticism. He is... And he really emerged onto the scene late. I mean, he didn't get all the hype that a lot of these guys have who have hit all the camps and have, you know, got all the offers heading into their senior year. This is a kid that, had a furious recruitment late in the process. And he may be a 5-star by now, really, if people had gotten more opportunity to evaluate him. That's the kind of talent he is. I mean, you look at what Alabama was faced with late in the game from a recruiting standpoint. That, you know, Von Bell was a kid they've recruited for a long, long time, 5-star safety prospect who could play corner at the next level. And you know, Alabama essentially looked at Eddie Jackson and said, you know what, we think this is the guy. We love Von Bell, but we think this Eddie Jackson kid is the guy. And so that tells you how highly they think about that guy. Nick Saban and his staff, I mean, they've done an unbelievable job of evaluating on the defensive side of the ball, and this is just going to be another one of those big, physical, athletic cornerbacks that you can just put on an island and then let your guys in the front seven get after the quarterback.
You talked about Von Bell, and his credentials really bring a lot to the table, but when you select Eddie Jackson over him, is it unheard of that a guy that is highly rated as Von Bell is a program like Alabama that says, we're going to pass on you and go Eddie Jackson? I mean, is that what I'm hearing from you?
Well, it's Alabama didn't think Von Bell was good enough. They just liked the other kid better. And Eddie Jackson, again, if he had really kind of emerged onto the recruiting scene a little bit earlier and had made it to the All-American games and made it to the All-Star games, I think probably he'd be rated a lot higher. And so I think you have to – sometimes people get caught up in the ratings and the rankings, and they forget that these college coaches are making their evaluations totally independent of what these guys are ranked. And I think when you look at the schools that really liked Eddie Jackson late in the process, the schools that made strong late pushes for him, I mean, you're looking at Alabama, LSU, Florida State. I mean, these are schools that can pick and choose, particularly at the defensive back position, really anybody in the country. Schools with great track record recruiting at that position. And, so that was a tough battle now late in the stretch, particularly beating out LSU, who got the final official visit. So it just speaks really not necessarily to Von Bell as much as it speaks just how good Eddie Jackson is.
We're talking to national recruiting analyst 24/7 Sports. Remember, it's BamaOnline.com, BamaOnline.com here in Tuscaloosa. Travis Ryer, Tim Watts, Chris Walsh, Charles Power, all the guys there that make up BamaOnline.com. Right now, we're talking with national recruiting analyst Barton Simmons, helping us out, break down recruiting as we're 5 days away from National Signing Day. Barton, just a question from the BOL Roundtable. What is the most underrated prospect in this class, according to Alabama? Maybe just a guy that you went and watched play or watched some tape. Which guy is the most underrated player in this class for Alabama?
Well, it's tough to pick a guy on Alabama's list because they're also highly rated, and that's Alabama for you. They get a bunch of guys, but like that. But I'll give you a couple, and I would start with Brandon Hill, a guy that's getting a little bit overlooked. Signed out of the 2012 class, had to go the prep school route. I've gotten to know Brandon. He was from Memphis originally, 6'6", 360-plus-pound kid. Really, he's listed right now at 390, and I believe that. I mean, he's that kind of a massive being, but it's amazingly a slim 390. I mean, he really wears it well. I'm really excited to see how his body shapes once he gets in the Alabama weight training program. And just a really bright kid, an engaging kid, a great, fun kid to talk to, and a kid that's been through a lot coming up in a really rough part of Memphis. So that's a kid to root for, and a kid I think has got an unbelievable upside if he can just kind of keep his weight down and get in shape. I think that Alabama is going to allow him to do that. And then the other guy I really isn't, certainly not an underrated guy, but another guy that I think I'd like to mention just because he's an offensive lineman and sometimes those guys get overlooked. But Grant Hill, right out of Huntsville, just a big country strong kid with, everything about him is big. His legs are big, his arms are big, his chest is big. And he's just a tough physical blue collar guy that I think is really going to set the tone for that run game in Tuscaloosa for years to come. Really excited about what he's going to be able to do as just a thick, strong athlete.
Barton, I appreciate you being part of the show. I've got 9 more questions left, but I know we only promise or propose to 15 minutes, but a lot of people want to talk recruiting. Let me give you some details. 24/7 Sports, you can follow Barton Simmons right there on the Twitter account. You want a lot of information about National Signing Day as we approach 5 days away? Visit 24/7 Sports. Connect with Barton on the Twitter account and visit BamaOnline.com. Barton, we appreciate you being part of our show here in Tuscaloosa.
Thank you so much for having me, and I promise you, you check out Bama Online, give it a 7-day free trial. Those guys are unbelievable and how connected they are in the program and how much info you're going to get. You won't regret checking it out.
That's one of the top sites on 24/7 Sports. I mean, as far as subscriptions, members, interactive, great website, BamaOnline.com. Barton, I appreciate you being part of our show here on 99.1 WDGM. Thanks so much.
Thank you.